Peter, many thanks for joining us on the programme. First of all, just looking at how the season is faring out for Institute. When you look back at the start of the campaign, has it gone harder or easier than you would have thought, or are you where you thought you would have been?
Well, to be honest, we were going into a wee bit of the unknown. I didn't know the league at all, really, nor the players within it. So it's just we're really finding our feet this year. There's no relegation in the championship this year. So I suppose this year was just all about finding out about the players and trying to build a foundation now for next year. We just before I came in, the club lost, I think it was the guts of 14 or 15 players who had moved on to elsewhere. So it was just basically trying to rebuild the team and the squad to sort of be competitive this year. And I think we've done that. We've held our own in the vast majority of games. I can only say in one or two games we were really disappointing, but for the vast majority of games we're very competitive in it for being even such a young squad.
And the transfer window, you have brought in a couple of players, and indeed one of them scored last week against Dundella.
Yeah, young Carr, we're gonna go there. Nice for him just to get off there. A good start. As you say, we just came on and got one at the death there. We were 1-0 up, and we deservedly so, and then we conceded sort of sloppy play on our part, and we thought, here we go again, because of the Dundella over the course of the season so far, they've scored late goals against us previously too, and both games have ended in draws. So nice for Cahir to enter then and sort of stake the claim, they take the headlines, so it was good for him, gets him off to a good start too.
So you touched on it there, the league in the north, a little bit like here in the south, there's a bit of sort of restructuring going on at the moment, there's different tiers there. Essentially, I'm right in saying there'll sort of be three tiers at, shall we call it, a senior level?
Yeah, that's it, the restructuring now. So there's the Premiership, the Championship, and then the PIL, as they call it now at the moment, the Intermediate League. They're having four come up this season in terms of promotion. But it'll leave then the Championship a bit lopsided, because they're trying to leave all three divisions then on, I think it's either 10 or 12 teams. So four comes up, but eventually four will have to go back down over the coming seasons. So again, I don't see the sense in making four come up this year, but again, that's out of obviously the our hands as such. Do you mean it's the powers that be?
And your own squad, are they mainly drawn from within an hour or so of Stute, or have you people travelling further?
Yeah, no, that's the premise. Really, is they're all fairly local, northwest area, Derry, Donegal, and the surrounding areas. I think one or two are Cookstown direction as well. So again, that and Strabane and that. So again, all fairly northwest.
At the moment, Limavady are certainly going particularly well in the Championship. No doubt that's an added derby match now that takes on extra interest.
Yeah, well, again, we've played them twice this season, and again, both games have been fairly tight affairs. They scored late on. They won the game in the Brandywell with a late goal, and then in the reverse fixture on Boxing Day, they scored from a direct free kick. That's all that sort of separated the sides that day as well. So very little on it, but they're a very experienced side, especially with the two Lowry brothers and that. And they've sort of gone out and spent a few pounds in terms of trying to get up this year. So they're staking a claim for it, and they're doing well.
Yeah. Now, off the pitch, what's happening in terms of ground development? And I know there's big plans for a new move to a new stadium. Where are we at with regard to that?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background in terms of Cluny Park West. They're obviously looking at funding the options. They weren't successful at the moment with the Northern Ireland government and the funds that came out. It was obviously made very public then, nor were Derry City. But again, Institute are trying various avenues to try and sort of get this back up and running, and hopefully that will be the case. There's a lot of positivity around the club in regards to that, so we're hopeful there'll be some really good news in the summer.
Yeah. Now, one of your challenges, I mean, you have a pretty restricted budget, so it's trying to get the best with the resources available.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's a lot of competitive teams in this league, but also even in the division below, in the PAL with Strabán and Derrickview and Moyola and Port Stewart and that, all across the northwest as well. Never mind your Coleraine's and that, but I would say they're on a different level altogether now. But again, we're all competing for the same players, and it makes it very difficult. But you really, when you are talking to players, but you only want players who want to come for the right reasons, not necessarily just a few extra pounds.
And that pool of players, it's, if anything, going to get more competitive because we've got the new third tier coming in the League of Ireland, so the likes of Letterkenny Rovers, Bonnygee United and Coghill Celtic going to be playing at that third tier. It'll be certainly interesting to see just how that all pans out.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's good for the Northwest as a whole, and for players in the Northwest who want to sort of try and progress their careers. It gives them more options now and more avenues to sort of try and kick on their careers, such and play at a higher level, you know. But again, it's not great for the clubs who are fighting for those players. You know, it just means there's more competition to be added to.
And the fact that the seasons don't quite overlap as well, that adds in a spanner in the works at times.
It does, sure, certainly, yeah. You know, I mean, it's sort of the first one now in the League of Ireland, obviously, is going to be a very short season, almost like a tester season to see how it goes. But again, as you say, it sort of isn't too far out from the sort of the traditional British season, as such. You know, so it lends itself to, as I say, to the club sort of all looking at the same players and around the same sort of time frames.
And when it comes to pitches, Peter, are you a fan of the 3 or 4G or even 5G surfaces, or would you like to have a perfect grass pitch, which is hard to come by?
Yeah, I would like to have a perfect grass pitch, but just as you say, it's very hard to come by. And I think just even the expense and maintaining it over the course of the season is very, very difficult for most clubs, if not all. I think you have to have obviously very specialised equipment to maintain it in the condition you would like it. But again, hence why a lot of clubs decide to go with a 3G. Now, it's obviously, it can help generate income too when other teams are able to rent it out and stuff like that. So again, I can understand the reasoning behind it, but I'm obviously a traditionalist. I would prefer to play on the grass pitches. Ideally, if you had a 3G pitch for training on and then a grass pitch for your matches, be perfect. But again, I guess that obviously isn't cost effective for a lot of clubs either.
Away from the first team at Institute, what's the situation with the club? Is there an underage structure there? Is there a pathway through?
Yeah, they have underage teams. They have an under-16s team and then two under-18 sides and then a under-20s or under-21s, sorry. So they play in the sort of the NIFL League as such. You know, so there is a structure there. They haven't as yet decided to go any younger at the moment. But again, that could be looked at in the near future.
And then back to the pitches situation, do they play their home games at the Brandywell or different locations?
Yeah, well, the vast majority of them, the 20s play in the Brandywell, and the 18s would play in the Brandywell again because most of their games are Friday nights. The 20s would play on Saturday mornings early, and the 16s, they can play across different pitches here in Derry or the surrounding area.
Now, turning to the League of Ireland, and no doubt you always have one eye on what's happening with Derry City, being a big fortnight for the club and the signing of James McLean. There's a bit of an expectation in the Derry air that this season they really will challenge for silverware.
Well, I think they've just laid down a marker now with James coming in. and obviously his brother Patrick as well, but more so James, because obviously he's gone on to have a very successful career across the water. So he always talked about coming home and wanting to finish his footballing career with Derry. So I think the fact that maybe he wasn't a regular starter now with Wrexham and that has just sort of maybe fast-forwarded that scenario now, and Derry are obviously delighted to get him back in. And so they're looking forward to it. They've made some decent signings this season as well, particularly James Clark and that from Bohemians, who I really like, and young Darren Murky as well, which I think Derry have done it right in terms of this time, rather than going and signing a lot of players from England and Scotland. They've looked more so towards the League of Ireland itself, where there's experienced League of Ireland players coming to the club now, and who know the league inside out. So
yeah, and
I think that's more beneficial.
Yeah, perhaps it's no coincidence, Tiernan Lynch, that the second season he's played, been around the country and seen what the opposition is like, and I suppose the physicality of the league. Shamrock Rovers last year, in the end, they were comfortable enough winners, but are you expecting it to be a much tighter title race this year?
I definitely do. I think it will. I think St. Pat's will improve as well. Bohemians, I'm not sure. But again, I think Derry will be, they finished the season very strong. And just ran out of sort of games as such to catch Rovers. Rovers will always be thereabouts, but again, they have won it now for the last couple of years. So again, there's always going to be a time when they don't win it. So Derry need to be ready to sort of seize upon that. And again, I think a lot of supporters are expecting that this could be the year.
Yeah. And for the league, it's always good when you have the likes of Derry or Cork City or Dundalk or teams outside of Dublin who are up there as well, because they often can attract even bigger crowds.
Well, that's it. The sort of the clubs, as you talked about there, your likes of Cork and that, when they're going well, they really sort of, the supporters come out in their numbers. And Derry's exactly the same. If Derry were to do well this season, it would be very hard to get a ticket for the games when they're going well. So again, hopefully that be the case this season. And I think it's been too long now, sort of, since they've last won the league. So it's about time they sort of put a real genuine challenge in now.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a pre-season buzz in the air, no doubt about that. For Finn Harps, as you know, Peter, that first division, it's very, very competitive. It's very hard to get out of. The fact that...
Yep.
The fifth place team can get into a playoff means that quite often you're playing for something right up to nearly the end of the season in many cases. For Kevin McHugh, it's going to be another challenge, but if they can get off to a good start, they have a lot of good young fellas, who knows?
Yeah, no, to be fair to Kevin, they've done well with the academy in terms of bringing through some of the young players, young Gavin McAteers and that. Do you mean they've done well? They've sort of have a few homegrown players in there. And obviously then they have to sort of, they're a bit reliant then on trialists and that too, and trying to find gems from God, boys coming in from unknown places as such, do you know what I mean? So clubs that most people haven't heard of, do you know what I mean? So recommendations and stuff. But it's always difficult. And again, finances is very, very tight. But again, Kevin, he done quite well last season. They were going well for a spell, but you need a bit of luck too in terms of injuries and suspensions when you have such a small squad. You know, you need that wee bit of luck as well.
And finally, Peter, do you feel overall the Northwest is in a good place with regard to senior soccer at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think it's in a healthy place. I mean, obviously, Coleraine and Derry City at the moment have the wealthy backers, and they're able to go out and sign whoever they want and prize anybody away from any club type of thing, whereas the other clubs within it then are just sort of looking for scraps. But they're fighting on all fronts. They're going well. As I say, it's great that the third tier is coming now to the League of Ireland as well. It gives a lot of players around Donegal and elsewhere across the Northwest another avenue they try and challenge at a really good senior level. And then obviously, as I say, the sort of the NIFL and with Institute and the Championship and the PIL teams in the North as well, there are a lot of them spending money now to try and get up next year for the Championship, which all bodes well.